Ready?
Hi everyone. I'm bet to be a recovered compulsive overeater. I'm just gonna start saying, God, please set aside everything I think I know about recovery, everything I think I know about sponsoring, and sharing my recovery so I can have an open heart, an open mind. I can have a new experience with all of these and just let me hear your truth. Amen. I'm not supposed to share any of my story, but I can share how I got here and like how I started to be sponsored, because I started as a sponsee, like everybody else. I arrived in the rooms like 4 years ago. I arrived to a room that it's known as those rooms that it's like diet with food support. I had no idea that's how people call those rooms. Anyway, for me it was OA, and I arrived to those rooms and I saw skinny women laughing and smiling, and I was like, oh my God, like what is this? Like and then when they start talking, they were crazy like me. Like I identified like immediately. I knew I belonged to OA. I was very relieved to know that I had an addiction and I had a disease, which I never thought that I had that. So that same night, I got a sponsor because that's what they said. It was like also like a nonsense room, like you just like do whatever they tell you to do. And that was also an in-person meeting. So that's what I did for 2 years. No, more. 2.5 years, maybe. Or three. 2.5 years. And so what that sponsoring looked like was that I was abstinent based on my sponsor's food plan. So let's say my sponsor had like peanut butter 3 times a week. I could have peanut butter 3 times a week. If my sponsor had corn chips 3 times a week, I could have corn chips. So, of course, I was picking up the sponsors depending of like which sponsor is gonna let me eat what. I had no idea. I was like, it's so funny because we read in the beginning of the meeting, the 12 steps, the traditions, like all of it. But like there was none of that in that meeting. It was just being abstinent of whoever was running the show there, whoever the higher power was for the room, was putting the rules for the rest of the room for abstinence. And there was like no alcoholic foods. There was a little bit of higher power talk, but not how I understand higher power today. And the fellowship was amazing. So I don't like to trash those rooms because I went there and I started my recovery there. If I would have arrived to Vision for You and Big Book, I thought I would have run away, and I don't know if I would ever have come back to this fellowship. I would think everybody's totally crazy. Now I'm one of the crazy people. And anyway, so that was it. That was all the sponsoring. You call your sponsor every day. You talk about your pets, your children. Your sponsor gave you advice about everything. It's like your sponsor is like a life coach. You talk about the room, you talk about the other people, you gossip. I mean, it was just like, now that I like look back and I'm like, oh my God, that was insane. But the strength of the fellowship helped me to not overeat, right? Like I was eating different things, but of course, like it lasted 2 minutes, and then I would like try again something, and I'll like lick ice cream, and I will do this, and I will do that. And then like I just had to basically arrive to the idea that there were certain things that I just cannot put in my mouth. And then one of those people that left the room started to go to Vision for You, and she told me about Vision for You. And that's where I started to hear people sharing and talking about joyous and free and freedom and food neutrality. And life was amazing, like life beyond my wildest dreams. So I was like, I want that. What we don't have that clearly here. Like everybody's still like crazy and criticizing each other. What is that? So I got to the big book. Thank God I got in the big book. And I'm so grateful that I had to go through all over that to get where I am today. So sponsoring my, I got a sponsor from Vision that had what I wanted and that I could relate to. And I say this because it's very important for me also when I work with others that I'm a compulsive overeater. Like I'm not a restrictor. I'm not bulimic. I know I'm not an overexerciser. Like I do not relate to that. I don't relate to the idea of like skipping a meal. I just want more and 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 more. And that's how my brain thinks all day long. I want more, I want more, I want more. Nothing is enough. And like my personality is like nothing is ever enough. Like I thrive with fullness in any way. So I got a sponsor that was only a compulsive overeater and that had a lot of experience, and she sponsored me through the big book, and it was very humbling because I was like abstinent, and at that point I knew what alcoholic foods were. I went to the birthday party. I decided to put all my alcoholic foods down because I knew them, like I knew who they were. I was just pretending I didn't know them because I was listening to these podcasts, and I knew like I the doctor's opinion. So I put all my alcoholic foods down and I started to work the steps. And she's like, well, we're going to start working the steps from like step one. And I'm like, why? Well, like, why what? So I had to sit in each step patiently, humbly, crushing my ego. Oh my God, crushing my ego. I did every single thing she asked me. Every single thing. Like I didn't argue. I wanted what she had, so I just did that. And I follow everything. And as I follow everything, and now as I sponsor, I actually follow the big book. Yeah. So I got this gift of the spiritual awakening as a result of working these steps. And it's a miracle. So how I sponsor today and how I used to sponsor has nothing to do. I follow the big book. Even the book says like these are like the instructions. This is the manual for recovery. Like I just follow every single thing the book says. I read with my sponsees, most of the book. I may skip a couple paragraph when someone is very, very familiar with the big book. I still read very basic things. I go over everything. And the only thing I can do is just share my experience. So that is very, very different from what I used to do. Like, I'm not a life coach, I'm not a therapist, I'm not, like, I have no power. My recovery doesn't depend on people, and their recovery is not dependent on me, which is 360. And it's like my recovery depends today on the relationship with my higher power and this fellowship, right? Because it's not just my higher power. So yeah, so I that's a difference of how I work today. And I find it like very simple and very easy because there is nothing that I have to like make up or create or It's just everything, it's in the book. And when I finished the steps, my sponsor also gave me a book from her sponsor that was like really helpful for like guidelines. But it basically like it's the big book. So I used that for a little bit until I got like more familiar with sponsoring. And I find it like such a blessing. There is nothing that will keep me more spiritually fit than working with other people. I mean, the growth that comes with that, like getting like emotional sobriety from working with others, and of course, like doing my recovery and working on those 10 steps and seeing my character defects and seeing my character defects in my sponsee and seeing myself and seeing like the things that bother me on the other person, that it's actually me. And it's like, and it's always about me. It's always about me. And it's like a beautiful mirror, and very, very powerful. And yeah, so I feel very blessed when I have a sponsee that is willing to go to any length. So what I can share is the way I recover is what I require my sponsees. I do have like requirements as like committing the food and all that, but I like one of the first things I talk with them, because to me it was such a foreigner language. So of course, like if I'm talking with someone that has been in big book meetings forever, like I don't need to go over so much, but I really go to the spiritual experience all the time, because it says like you have to be open, willing, like open mind, willing, and honest. And it says that many times. And I say to my sponsor, and I'll stay in this side the same way. Like I'll stay honest, open-minded, and willing on this side, and I'll be flexible, right? Because I have to stay flexible. So I make that very clear, because that was very clear to me that I have to do the work. There are instructions that are very clear, but I have to put my part. And it is guaranteed that you will have a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps if you do the 100% of your work. And it's really beautiful to watch that. And I've been sponsoring for very little time, so I haven't had many people go through the 12 steps and recover. I've seen two people, three. I've seen three spiritual awakenings. I've seen two people recover. And I have only one person that it's recovered and it's staying recovered. Something that I had no idea was how like I learned the ghosting, the concept of ghosting with sponsees. This is hard to do. The instructions are very simple, but it is hard to put the food down. It is really hard. And that's why the fellowship is so important in the beginning, to like be able to put that foot down and hold on with each other and just like hold someone's hand until they get the power they need to stay abstinent. So my experience is like very small, because I've been able to just work with just a few women who are able to go all the way. And that I've seen recover. Yeah, I don't know what, because I didn't write anything, because I was like, okay, God, just talk for me. It's so easy. I just need to follow the big book. What else can I say? I don't know. This is a gift. The book, I can I stop my recording earlier? I feel that That's all I have to say. The recovery is in the steps. It's not on the meetings. It's not on the sponsorship. It's not on the phone calls. It's the recovery is in the big book and working the steps and the spiritual awakening for that like psychic change to happen is as a result of working the steps. So that is the only message I want to carry, and I don't want to say anything more than that. And I'm excited for hearing people's questions and answers.